But I walked away from love, I walked away from you, I walked away from myself, and it is true, this I know. So I say a prayer that my love's still there, it's still deep inside your heart. And won't you please join me on our life's journey, never more to part. I've come back to love, I've come back to you, I've come back to myself, and it is true. And I'm not afraid of love, I'm so in love with you. And place your hand upon my heart, you'll feel it's true, this I know. This I know.
Alrighty, that's the gorgeous sound of Robert Stark, and he'll be with us in just a few minutes. This is Lynn. I'm hosting Motor this afternoon. Happy to be with you, and so happy to have Robert Stark in our Studio J today. And I will remind you, this is WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves, and you're listening to Motor Live Drive at 5. So we're going to get started with a little bit of music right away, and this is a great... we are getting started with a Lennon McCartney song.
I forgot about the disc.
Okay.
So
we have a possibly a little technical difficulty here.
Oh no. Well, start here. Just go to
okay.
These.
You ready? You want to do these now? Okay, let's take a short break for some important messages. Little technical problem, and we'll be right back after this.
Future musician, eating those fruits packed with potassium and other nutrients can help your muscles work better to play that song. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov. This is a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station, WHFR.
Not all criminals carry a gun or a knife. Some simply need to pick up the phone or ring a doorbell. In times like these, senior citizens are often the targets of con artists, hawking shady investment deals and phony charities. Be wary of strangers in your neighborhood soliciting services or asking for money. Many cons come in the way of phony home repair services. These thieves offer major home repairs at bargain prices, but they end up taking your money and never finishing the work. Don't become a victim. Be skeptical of offers that are too good to be true. Never allow anyone to force you to sign something, and never give personal information to people you don't know. Get estimates and never pay in advance. If you suspect fraud, get the contractor's license plate number and call the police immediately. If something doesn't seem right, it's probably not. Protect yourself. Visit ncpc.org to learn more. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Okay, and we are back, and everything is well under control here, so we're going to get started with the nice stylings of Robert Stark and his interpretation of If I Fell, the Lennon-McCartney tune.
¶¶
Very nice. Thank you. I'd like to introduce the world to Bob Stark, and I've known him for a few years through the East River Folk Society, which I talk about a little bit on my show on Saturdays, and it's a great open mic forum, and get to meet all kinds of great local talent. So when did you take up the guitar?
Well, I was about 14 years old when I started, and that was a long time ago.
What inspired you to get started with the guitar as opposed to piano lessons or violin or whatever?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, I used to watch back then they weren't old, Elvis Presley movies, and, you know, Elvis always seemed to get the girl, and he played guitar and sang, and it just seemed like a natural flow of things.
Okay, it's good motivation. And I noticed that you have on the playlist, the next song coming up is something that you wrote yourself. When did you start writing?
Wow. I always wanted to write material. It was probably back in 1976 when I first started writing. Actually, the song that you played off the CD earlier, the John Wayne movie.
Mm-hmm.
is one of my earliest songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seemed to be a way to express myself, and just kind of progressed from there.
Is that where most of the songs come from, that are in you, so to speak, where some event or moment in your life is something you want to share?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And as you go through my playlist, you'll see a lot of ballads. A lot of broken heart ballads. It seems to be a good inspiration, kind of a crying in your beer kind of thing, and you know, so that tend to motivated me as well. But usually there's some kind of an event that would happen that, mm-hmm. that would trigger a song.
Okay, well, let's find out about Catching Up to My Heart.
Okay, that's a song that I wrote for my wife. It's actually I wrote it about 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it was one of those situations where you're kind of coming out of one relationship and you find yourself in another one, maybe a little sooner than you were prepared for. And while I knew where my heart was, I just kind of had to let my life kind of catch up to my heart, and that's how the song came about.
Wow, sounds great. Catching Up to My Heart.
O'clock in the morning and I'm lying here awake, just tossing and turning in my bed. But words can't speak to you what's in my heart, and so I wrote this song instead. I hold on tightly to my hopes and dreams. It's not as easy when we're apart, but every day my life gets closer to making that brand new start and catching up to my heart. Trying to find some answers to the questions I don't know. This whirlwind spinning round my mind. But my heart already knows that I love you so. But my life's still back in another time. So hold on tightly to your hopes and dreams. Not as easy when we're apart, but every day your life gets closer to making that brand new start catching up to my heart. So if you're feeling lonely because I'm not there, well, my heart is still there in your hands. Just keep it close to yours and feel my love, and then I know you will understand. Hold on tightly to our hopes and dreams. It's not as easy when we're apart, but every day our lives get closer to you, making that brand new start, catching up to my heart. Catching up to my heart.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, thank you. You wrote this song for your wife. How did she react to it?
She liked it a lot. She still does. I still play it frequently for her.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And next up we have This I Know, which is another one of your compositions. Tell me a little bit about that one.
Well, I actually wrote this one for my wife as well. It was right around that same time. Sometimes you think you know what you want in life, and then you make a decision, and then you have second thoughts, and then you realize, oh my goodness, what have I done? And this is kind of a oh my goodness, what have I done kind of songs, to try to put things back together again.
Okay.
And it worked. So
great. A success story. All right. This I Know.
Starting over again, back where we began, after we were more than friends. Somehow I lost my way, with nothing left to say. You know, I thought I'd reach the end. I walked away from love, I walked away from you, I walked away from myself, and it is true, and this I know. Say that time is your friend, and time is on your side, but for me time just stood still. And they could never know how much I love you so, and how much I always will. I was afraid of love, I was afraid of you, I was afraid of myself, and it is true, and this I know. So I say a prayer, My love's still there, still deep inside your heart. And won't you please join me on our last journey, never more to part. 'Cause I've come back to love, I've come back to you, I've come back to myself, and it is true. And I'm not afraid of love, I'm so in love with you. Just place your hand upon my heart, you feel it's true, and this I know. And this I know.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, you've hinted at your relationship with your wife and writing music for her, and how did you two meet?
Wow.
Sounds like there's a story in there, though.
Yeah. We met at a place where I worked before where I'm at now.
Okay.
And she was selling Aflac insurance.
Okay.
And I was an HR guy.
Okay.
And we actually knew each other for almost a couple of years. Great friends, just had a great business relationship. And then just one day we had an opportunity to go to a hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It just
clicked.
It just clicked. Must be something about hockey. I don't know. I'm a hockey fan myself. So.
Now more than ever.
Now more than ever, sure. I'm glad to see that the training camp's open and the preseason started, and I'm looking forward to another Stanley Cup.
Yeah. Better chance than the Lions, although we're not supposed to editorialize NWHFR. Okay. Up next, I have Copperline.
Yep. That's... you know, there were obviously a lot of influences as I was learning to play guitar and being self-taught. You know, I would just listen to, back then they were albums as opposed to CDs,
mm-hmm.
and said, boy, I'd like to play that song, or, you know, play some James Taylor and other Jimmy Buffett and Lyle Lovett and a lot of other artists that kind of were an influence for me, and James Taylor was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of a nice song. It's been around for a while, but I just probably in the last year or so was working on it, and I enjoy playing it and would like to play it now.
Okay, please do. Copperline by James Taylor.
Never knew why they called it like they do. And I've been wondering since the age of two, down on Copper Line, Copper Hill, Copper Beach, Copper Kettle sitting side by each, Copper Coal, Copper Georgia Peach, down on Copper Line. And half a mile down to Morgan Creek, leaning heavy on the end of the week, and Hercules and a hog-nosed snake down on Copper Line. We were down on Copper Line. Warm summer night on the Copper Line, slipped away past supper time, wood smoke and moonshine down on Copper Line. One time I saw my daddy dance, I watched him move like a man in a trance. He brought it back from the war in France, down on Copper Line. Branch water and tomato wine, creosote and turpentine, and
sour mash and new moonshine down on Copper Line. We were down on Copper Line. First kiss, liver I took, was like a page from a romance book. The sky opened and the earth shook, down on Copper Line, down on Copper Line. It took a fall from a windy height, I only knew how to hold on tight and pray for love enough to last all night down on Copper Line. Day breaks and the boar wakes up and the dog barks and the bird sings and the sap rises and the angel sighs. Yeah, now I tried to go back as if I could. Lost spec house and plywood. I tore up good down on Copper Line. It doesn't come as a surprise to me. It doesn't touch my memory. Man, I'm lifting up and rising free down on Copper Line. And half a mile down the Morgan Creek, I'm leaning heavy on the end of the week. Hercules and a hog-nosed snake down on Copper Line, yeah. Take me down on Copper Line. We were down on Copper Line. Take me down on Copper Line.
Very nice interpretation.
Thank you.
So, what's next? I don't mean the next song. What's next? Do you plan on doing some more writing, or?
Yeah, I've been working on a few new things. Mm-hmm. Nothing ready for performance yet. They're still in the nebula stage,
okay.
I'm in the process of setting up a little recording area in my home.
Okay.
And I'm hoping by the time I host East River back in, well, next March is when I'm hosting. I'm hoping to debut some new music by that time.
Oh, fantastic.
So,
okay.
Got some things in the pipeline. Hope they come, hope I can find that little spark to get them finished.
Right. And we have an East River coming up in 2 weeks now.
Yep.
And you'll be there.
I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be there.
Any other places where we can see you perform?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
I work's been keeping me pretty busy.
Oh, okay.
Work at the Detroit Institute of Arts.
Okay.
And I'll just give them a quick plug because it's a beautiful museum, and, mm-hmm. and ever since we've reopened since last November, it's just amazing. If you haven't been to the museum in a long time, or if you've never been there at all, it is certainly worth the price of admission to spend a day. It is just beautiful.
Yeah, it's definitely world-class facility.
Definitely.
I have another question, which I lost, but website. Any way we can contact you by website, or if anybody would like to get hold of a copy of the CD, or
well, the website is hopefully a work in progress.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those things that's been on my back burner to do, but certainly, let's plug the East River.
Okay.
The second Saturday of every month, and
right.
I'm almost always there.
Definitely.
And usually got a few CDs with me, so
okay.
if you're
right.
interested and. You know, you're not going to break the bank. It's $5 for a homemade CD.
Okay. And that's the East River Folk Society, which is the second Saturday of the month, 7 p.m., and it's at the First Presbyterian Church on Oak Street in Wyandotte.
Correct.
And there is an East River Folk Society site, and there's a little bit of information about you out there and more information about the Folk Society in general. So
mm-hmm.
people can check that out and get a little bit more information. Okay, next on the list is The Dutchman.
It's a Michael Smith song, although for anybody listening out there that's a Michael Smith fan, when I first heard this song and learned it listening to the late, great Steve Goodman did a version of this song. Mm-hmm. So if you're a fan of Michael Smith and you're used to his version of the song, this is a little bit different, although I think it's pretty true to the original still. And it's just a fun song to play.
Okay.
So this is it.
The Dutchman.
The Dutchman's not the kind of man leave his thumb jammed in the dam that holds his dreams in. That's a secret that only Margaret knows. Amsterdam is golden in the summer. Margaret brings him breakfast. She believes him. He thinks the tulips bloom beneath the snow. Well, he's mad as he can be. But Margaret only sees that sometimes. Sometimes she sees her unborn children in his eyes. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. And long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. Dutchman still wears wooden shoes. His cap and coat are patched with the love that Margaret sewed there. Sometimes he thinks he's still in Rotterdam. And he watches the tugs go down canals. Calls out to them when he thinks he knows the captain. Margaret comes to take him home again, and through unforgiven streets to trip him. Though she holds his arm, sometimes he thinks he's alone and he calls a name. And let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. In the winter's whirl, the windmill's round, she winds his muffler tighter as they sit in the kitchen. Some tea with whiskey keeps away the dew. And he sees her for a moment, calls her name. She makes the bed up singing some old love song. Song Margaret learned when it was very new. Why, he hums a line or two, and they sing together in the dark. The Dutchman falls asleep, and Margaret blows the candle out. And let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me.
Very Very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and next we had the Marlboro Cowboy Cigarette Blues, which I know is another one that you penned. And as I was listening to that, I remember that that one made me laugh a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not sure I understand, though. Did I say that?
No,
I'm...
Oh. The next song.
In Marlboro?
Oh.
Don't.
Okay.
All
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Tell us about this one.
I forgot about that was in the song.
Yeah, so did I for a little bit.
So it's those darn old Marley.
There
Bill.
You go.
Okay.
There's definitely a story here.
Yeah. There's a part in the song where I wrote this song. At the time, I was a smoker and smoking Marlboros,
mm-hmm.
and the price of a pack of cigarettes had gone up to 50 cents a pack.
Oh, wow.
So this tells you how long ago this was. And I just said, it's time to quit smoking. But, you know, it's like the old saying, it's easy to quit smoking. I've done it hundreds of times.
Right.
The price of cigarettes going up, I guess that was in those days enough to motivate me to write a song.
And, oh, okay.
And it's funny because a couple of years after I wrote it, Marlboro sponsored a songwriting contest, and I sent it in, and they never contacted me. So I guess maybe they didn't like the idea of me singing an anti-cigarette song, but...
With their name on it.
With their name on it. Well, it's Marlboro.
Right. Okay, this is the Marlboro Cowboy Cigarette Blues.
Smoking them Marlboro Cowboy cigarettes again. Well, it's 54 times a week I try to quit them. You know, I just can't win. Well, I smoke them when I'm high, smoke them when I'm straight. I'm lighting up another because I just can't wait. I'm hooked on the Marlboro Cowboy cigarettes. Well, now I seen that cowboy on TV was looking for you and he was looking for me. He was smoking them Marlboro Cowboy cigarettes. And the ladies would come, and they'd come and come, and everybody else would be on the run looking for them Marlboro Cowboy cigarettes. Here we go now. Well, I'm smoking them Marlboro Cowboy cigarettes again, my friend. Well, it's 54 times a week I try to quit them. You know I just can't win. Well, I smoke them when I'm high, I smoke them when I'm low. I'm lighting up another one wherever I go. I'm hooked on the Marlboro Cowboy cigarettes. Well, now they don't show them on TV no more, but I can still pick them up at the store. Say, give me another pack of them Marlboro Cowboy cigarettes there, don't you know? And the price goes up another 50 cents, and I know where my money's spent. It's on them Marlboro Cowboy cigarettes. Well, I'm smoking them Marlboro Cowboy cigarettes again. Well, it's 54 times a week I try to quit them. You know, I just can't win. Well, I smoke them up north, I smoke them down south, I pull them out the pack and stick them in my mouth. I'm hooked on the Marlboro Cowboy cigarettes, one time on the guitar. Helps if you remember your own songs. Here we go. Well, now I'm gonna quit smoking them things someday. Gonna pick up the pack and throw them all away. Well, those darned old Marlboro Cowboy cigarettes. But until that day should happen to appear, or maybe about this time next year, well, I'll be smoking them Marlboro Cowboy cigarettes. Well, I'm smoking them Marlboro Cowboy cigarettes again. It's 54 times a week I try to quit them. You know I just can't win.
Well, I smoke 'em when I'm high, smoke 'em when I'm straight. I'm lighting up another, you know, I just can't wait. I'm hooked on the Marlboro Cowboy cigarettes. Got a light.
Always makes me chuckle.
It helps when you remember, you know, it's bad enough when you forget the words of somebody else's song, but when you're doing your own and you forget the words, oh well.
That's okay. We had Please Don't Bury Me.
John Prine, one of my all-time favorites. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to John Prine forever. And actually about a year and a half, well, maybe almost 2 years ago, I had a chance to finally see him live, and I was just blown away. The guy's been around forever and just continues to amaze me with his songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got a couple that I'll probably do here today, but this one in particular, it's kind of a neat song and kind of a humorous look at what happens when you die.
All right. Please don't bury me.
Woke up this morning, put on my slippers, walked in the kitchen and died. And oh, what a feeling when my soul went through the ceiling and on up into heaven I did rise. When I got there, they did say, Bob, it happened this way. Well, you slipped upon the floor and you hit your head. And all the angels say, just before you passed away, and these were the very last words that you said. Well, please don't bury me down in the cold, cold ground. No, I'd rather have them cut me up, pass me all around. I throw my brain in a hurricane, and blind can have my eyes, and the deaf can take the both of my ears if they don't mind the size. Give my stomach to Milwaukee, the favorite of my beers. I'll put my socks in a cedar box so just to get him out of here. Well, Venus to Milo can have my arms. Look out there, I got your nose. And I'll sell my heart to the junk man and give my love to Rose. But please don't bury me down in that cold, cold ground. No, I'd rather have them cut me up and pass me all around. Throw my brain in a hurricane, and blind can have my eyes, and the deaf can take the both of my ears if they don't mind the size. Give my feet to the footloose, careless, fancy free. Well, give my knees to the needy, don't pull that stuff on me. Hand me down my walking cane, it's a sin to lie. Well, send my mouth way down south and kiss my butt goodbye. But please don't bury me down in that cold, cold ground. No, I'd rather have them cut me up and pass me all around. I'll throw my brain in a hurricane, and the blind can have my eyes, and the deaf can take the both of my ears if they don't mind the size.
All right, if you can make death humorous.
There you go.
There you go. All right. And we're running short on time, so I'm going to stop talking here and just let you play like crazy here. Have another storm coming, and this is another one of yours.
Yes, it is. It's about a time when times get tough.
All right.
And how to just keep keeping on.
I think we're there. Okay, another storm coming.
Thank you.
Lord, Lord, there's another storm coming. I'm feeling so lost and so all alone.
I'm sorry. You know, it's one of those things where you start playing your own song and you forget the words. So let me, if you may, hit the rewind button.
All right.
And we'll try it again.
Okay, from the top, live radio. That's right, from the top.
There's another storm coming. It's not so long since the last one was here, and I'm not sure that I can go through this again. So I say a little prayer as I catch my breath and trust in the Lord to help me do my best and be the warmth of His love within my soul. Lord, Lord, there's another storm coming. I'm feeling so lost and so all alone, searching for a friend I can hold on to. And that's when I feel your loving arms embrace my heart, and I know, Lord, that we're not so far apart, something that I always really knew. When our troubles are many, like clouds dark and low, and it looks like you'll never see the light of day, you pray for hope and you pray for love, and soon you'll see the sun above. He's given you the strength to face another day. Lord, Lord, there's another storm coming. It's not so long since the last one was here, and I'm not sure that I can go through this again. And so I say a little prayer as I catch my breath and trust in the Lord to help me do my best and I feel the warmth of His love within my soul. Yes, I feel the warmth of His love within my soul.
Alrighty, I'm glad you started over. That was worth it.
Thank you. Thank you. Again, it's one of those things your brain just kind of stops and go, wait a minute.
Walk Through the Bottom Land. That's a Lyle Lovett song.
Lyle Lovett song, right. Off of one of his it's either his first or second album, and just one of my favorite Lyle Lovett songs.
Great. Walk Through the Bottom Land.
Without no shoes. Jersey lady, well, he loved her too. And even though she tried to hold on, but the rodeo life was a life that he knew, and he had to keep drifting along. And she never married, and she never would. And all of the people they'd say, the New Jersey lady, well, she just ain't no good to follow the cowboy that way. And sang me a melody, and sang me blues, and walked through the bottom lane without no shoes. Nebraska, she's a running scared, she heard the news, and walked through the bottom land without no shoes. And the lady, she'd sing him to sleep in the night, and then in the morning he'd go. And she loved the darkness and hated the light, along with that damned rodeo. A New Jersey lady, on the day that he died, she covered him over with clay. And feeling the wind in the night as she cried, she heard the old cowboy say, and sing me melody, and sing me blues, and walk through the bottom land without no shoes. The brother, she's a running scared, and she heard the news, and walk through the bottom land without no shoes. Won't you sing me a melody, and sing me blues, and walk through the bottom land without no shoes. The brother, she's a running scared, she heard the news, and walked through the bottom land without no shoes. Won't you walk through the bottom land without no shoes?
Very nice. So in his history, he's gotten a little more country then.
Well, he,
from the start.
Well, he tends to go back and forth between country and jazz. Back in his early ones, when they were on vinyl, you know, one side would be all country stuff like that, and the other side would be, you know, the large band and playing the jazz stuff. And I've seen him so many times in concert, and he's always fabulous.
Wow. All right, this is Almost All the Time, another one you wrote, and I always get lost on the titles, but I'm relatively 99% sure that this is my absolute favorite. This is the one.
Mine too.
This is the one.
I wrote this song quite a few years ago, and it was one of those songs when I wrote it. Again, it's one of those crying in your beer kind of songs, but when I wrote it, I thought, boy, that's not too bad.
It's not, so, not at all.
But anyway.
All right. Almost All the Time.
Let's play it right.
You mean more to me than you thought you ever would, and I love you more than I thought I ever could. I remember the time when you were still mine. I think about you almost all the time, and the feeling of your body by my side leaves no emotions left for us to hide. And the time that we shared can never be compared. I think about you almost all time. But you went away, and with you went a part of me. We need to be together, can't you see? And if you think it through, I'm sure you'll feel the way I do. 'Cause a part of you is still inside of me. And I need you more than I thought I ever would. And I love you more than I thought I ever could. Look deep into my eyes, I'm sure you'd realize I think about you almost all the time. Yes, I think about you almost all the time.
That is definitely my favorite of all of them. And people who listen when I cover Bill's show on Saturday mornings, that's definitely one that's gotten some airplay. Liberty that you have when you're spinning the CDs.
There you go. There you go.
Okay. We are down to about 7-8 minutes here, but you had your song, Elton John, and She Loves You, the Lennon-McCartney wonderful song. So if you'd like to carry us out with that,
sure.
I will remind everybody that you're listening to Motor Live Drive at 5, and we're listening to Robert Stark with compositions of his own and some wonderful takes on some great covers. And we'll be back next week on Motor Live Drive at 5 with Rise Again, another group that we both know from the East River Folk Society.
Great
group, and it's a great reason. We'll give East River one more plug.
There you go.
Come on down to East River the second Saturday of the month, 7 o'clock, and that's at the First Presbyterian Church on Oak Street, just off of Fort Street. But there is a website for the East River Folk Society. So thank you so much, Bob, for
coming. Has been a thrill.
It's been fantastic. So play us out.
Thank you.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but oh, if I did, well, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no, or man who makes potions in the traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best that I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody that this is a song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words, well, how wonderful life is while you're sat on the roof, then kicked off the moss with a few of the verses. Well, they've got me quite cross. but the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. And it's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, well, you see, I've forgotten if they're green or the blue. Well, anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody that this is a song. Well, it may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words, well, how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words, well, how wonderful life is while you're in the
and you know that it's true.